Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Challah, and we are learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of the second parak of Maseches Challah. So Mishnah Aleph talks about Perus Chutz La'aretz Shenichnus La'aretz Chayavim B'Challah. If you have grain that came from Eretz that grew outside of Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, and then you brought it into Eretz Yisrael and you made it into a dough, you kneaded a dough with it in Eretz Yisrael, but the grain is native to Chutz La'aretz, it's still Chayavim B'Challah on a dough raisa level. The Chiv of Afrashas Challah depends on whether the dough was in Eretz Yisrael when the Chiv Challah was. The Chiv Chal is Chal at the Shas Lisha. So it was in Eretz Yisrael at the Shas Lisha. Memela, it's going to be Chayiv and Chala. As the Rav points out, the Pasuk says, Al Aretz Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shama, Shama Atem Chayiv, Bein Beperus Aretz, Bein Beperus Chutz La'aretz. Then you Chayiv and Afrashas Chala, Shama, whether the Perus that you're actually using, whether the produce you're actually using, is produce of Eretz Yisrael or produce of Chutz La'aretz. Yotzu Mikan L'Sham. But what if you have grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and then it went outside to Chutz La'aretz, and you made it into an Isa, you made it into a dough in Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's Chayev and Chala Mida Oraisa. He holds that not only does Shas Lisha only matters if it goes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and you have the Lisha in Eretz Yisrael, but any grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael is Chayev and Chala, even if at the Shas Lisha it's not in Eretz Yisrael, meaning essentially what he's telling us is that one or the other is enough, as the Bar Tanur explains. Since it is lechem ha'aretz, it becomes chayiv and chala regardless of where you eat it. Whereas Rabbi Akiva poter, Rabbi Akiva says that it's going to be poter, that if the place where you needed the dough is in chutz la'aretz, so then there's not going to be a chayiv chala. I don't care where the grain actually grew; it all depends on where it became a dough, where you needed the dough, and that happened in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it's pater from Chala. The Mishnah Beis now talks about what about other things that are brought from one to the other, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So afar Chutz La'aretz, shabab esvina la'aretz. If you have dirt from Chutz La'aretz that came on a boat into Eretz Yisrael, let's say the boat has a whole bunch of soil from Chutz La'aretz, and there's stuff growing in that soil, chayev b'maisros u'b'shvius, whatever grows in that soil has dinim of produce of Eretz Yisrael. It's chayiv in Maisros, it's chayiv in Shemitah, because the assumption is being nourished from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. But wait, all the ground that it's growing in is Chutz La'aretz ground. Yeah, but the boat itself is attached or is connected in some way to the ground beneath the water, which also nourishes the stuff in the boat. That's what the Rav points out, that chayavis b'maisros im zara v'tzamchu hazra'im ba'afar shabbat the afal pishameh for chutz la'aretz, who, even though it's from the afar chutz la'aretz, hol v'hin nekuva, since the assumption is that the case is that the boat has a hole in the bottom of it, not a hole that water's getting in where it's sinking, but it has a little hole in the bottom that's plugged with mud or something. Hazeri yonek milachus afara shel Eretz Yisrael. Whatever's growing there is gaining nourishment from the moisture of the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amos, Ibizman Shasfina Gosheshes. This is only true if the boat is actually touching the ground that's underneath the water. Then you could assume that the stuff growing in the boat is actually being nourished from Eretz Yisrael. But if the bottom of the boat doesn't touch the ground of Eretz Yisrael, then we assume it's not actually being nourished from Eretz Yisrael, and it's pater from Meiser and from Shemitah. Now, we go back to halachas of challah. Isa shenilosha b'meperos. If you have a dough that was kneaded with meperos, with fruit juice, instead of with regular water, meaning it's meperos is anything but the zayin mashkim of tal and mayim and yayin and shemen and dam and chalav and dvash, right? Anything other than that. So chayavis b'challah, it's still going to be chayav and challah because it's as long as it's able to take the particles of flour and bind them together to make a single dough, that's going to be enough to be chayiv and chala. The Rav explains, Birushalmi mochiach sas shein alach stam mishnah zuvi isa shenil shal meperos p'tur michala, that even though this is a stam mishnah, in the Yerushalmi it sounds like we don't paskin like the stam mishnah, and therefore hilkach in lolosh isa shish pashir chala b'mei beitzim meperos levadom b'lo taruv ismayim hol v'lo zbar halachi chayiv z'bchali p'tura. Baratunur points out, since it's a suffik lahalacha, because Yerushalmi seems to paskin against this mishnah, we'd rather avoid the suffix. So if you're actually using a shear, a flour that would be chayv in challah, don't knead it with just mei peros, meaning make sure that you mix into that mei peros some water as well, so that it could be vadai chayv in challah. But v'nechelos b'yadayim misuavos, the challah that you're mafresh from that dough, you could eat with tamei hands, because it's not huchshel l'kabel tumah. Only the zayin mashkim are machshel l'kabel tumah. So it's an anomaly that even though it's chayv in challah, so it's enough to be chayv in challah, because challah, the chiv challah, according to our Stam Mishnah, is dependent on its ability to serve as a binding agent. So even though it's chayv in challah, but it's not huchshel l'kabel tumah, so you're allowed to touch it with yadayim misuavos, with tamei hands. So to summarize what we did today, Mishnah Aleph spoke about if you bring grain from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz or vice versa, whether when you knead the dough in the new place where you brought it, it's going to be chayv in challah. So if the grain came from Chutz La'aretz and you knead the dough in Eretz Yisrael, it's for sure chayv in challah. If it went in the reverse direction, Rabbi Elazar says it's chayv in challah because it is Eretz Yisrael dicker grain. Rabbi Kiva says patur because you didn't knead the dough in Eretz Yisrael. And then Mishnah Bei spoke about if you have dirt on a boat that's growing something in it, and the dirt comes from Chutz La'aretz, so the stuff growing in it is chayv in maisros and in shviyas, provided that it's getting some nourishment from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda says not just nourishment, the boat has to actually be touching the ground of Eretz Yisrael. And then we mentioned that if you knead a dough with mei peros, not with one of the zayin mashkim, so our Stam Mishnah says it's chayiv in challah. Bar Tanur points out the Yerushalmi is against that, but our Stam Mishnah says that it's chayiv in challah. But certainly you're allowed to touch it with yadayim misoavos. You're allowed to touch it with tamei hands because it's not huchshar lekabel tumah. Okay, so tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel.